Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Today I put a question to my community on Mastodon asking, how has photography made your life better? How has getting engaged in photography actually changed your life or changed the direction of your life? Which is a very different question to why we take photos or what we enjoy about it. I will get into some of my thoughts on that myself, but I want to go through some of the comments that have come through today. The first comment came from Bob Dragellis, and he shares lots of lovely black and white photography on Mastodon, and I really enjoy having him around. He's also a really good commentator. He takes part in the conversations a lot. He talks about how photography has changed how he sees the world, and in particular that he moves through life slower now, and that he notices the fine details and the complexity of the wonderful world we live in. And I think this idea of slowing down is really, really valuable and really interesting. If I go back maybe 20 years and I was doing a lot of writing on photography, and I was coming mainly from a travel perspective, and with travel you're on the go and you're dealing with whatever light you've got and it's very reactive. And landscape photography is not reactive. Landscape is methodical and it's patient. And I love the idea of spending a whole day with someone who's only taken three photographs, but they're the right three photographs. They're the photographs that they wanted and that they planned for. And they might have planned that trip 6 months ago, and they've done all the work to get to the right place at the right time. And there's a level of patience involved with landscape photography that I think is really admirable, for one thing. But I think it's a better way to enjoy photography. And I think about that, I enjoy my photography more when I don't rush it and when I slow it down. And I think I enjoy my life more as a consequence of that. That simple act of slowing down helps me to enjoy the experience that I'm having, because for me, photography is about having an experience and then capturing that. It's not about I'm going out to capture a photo. It's about I'm sharing my experience. So if I slow down my experiences, I slow down my photography, and everything just works better. There's an interesting comment from Pascaline, and there's a lot in a very small post. Some of it is about shooting color versus shooting black and white, and how color can be a distraction and a complexity, and black and white simplifies your creative process. I also enjoy the simplification that you get with black and white. Black and white is about the light. It's about the story that's in front of you. Pascaline also mentions attention to detail, but also this interesting little nub, acceptance of things that aren't perfect, but instead are real. There's a lot in that. There's so much to enjoy about embracing the world as imperfect and the flaws in ourselves. If you don't embrace the flaws in yourself, then it's a difficult life. It's not fun if you're constantly seeing the flaws in yourself without embracing them. Learning to accept the world as it's offered to us, I think that's a really valuable skill. I think that's something really special. Photography is about that connection. And as you make the connections, you understand the world a little bit. It's not just about understanding. I think the key word here is acceptance. Because I think often we know and we see and we observe, but we don't accept it. We don't just say, actually, that's just how it is. I think we struggle to do that for ourselves. We struggle to accept ourselves. If photography can help you to learn to accept things are not perfect in the world, and including ourselves, then I think that's a really good thing. And certainly I have found, through the act of things like making these YouTubes, learning just to accept the degree of imperfection that is me, that is my brain, that is my voice, that is moi, learning to accept it and just say, that's how it is and I don't need to change it. I think that's a really important thing. Because it's not just connection, it's not just understanding, but I think acceptance. So thank you, Pascaline. One of the things that came up a lot in the responses to this question was macro photography. Quite a few people commented on it. One fellow was talking about how macro photography was the beginning of their journey into entomology, into getting to know the bugs, and the photography got him on that journey. And that's really special. One of the things that I see coming up a lot when people talk about macro photography is seeing things they never noticed before. And I probably say this a lot. I love the idea of photography helping you to get closer to nature, whether that's with a telephoto lens to shoot birds or a macro lens to shoot bugs. This idea that this device can actually let you connect with this other world, this world that is so far away from ours and yet right outside our doorstep. How does that change you? How does that change your enjoyment of the world if suddenly you can see these little bits of nature? It could be in your backyard. There are so many fantastic things to photograph with a macro lens in your backyard, in your garden, whether it's the flowers or the bugs or the butterflies or the fact that something so small can be so wonderful. This has got to make your life better. I'm going to say hi to Kaiser, who commented that he wished he had a super inspiring reason. Then he talks about that it just gets him outside in the park a lot more than it used to be. And I think this is inspiring. I think you sell yourself short here, Kaiser. Having a reason to get out and take a walk is actually a really big deal. And it's something I've seen as I get older and as I've seen my friends get older. I see what happens when you slow down, when you're less mobile. If there's one thing I can recommend to people to counter the problems with getting older is be active, be mobile. Whether that's walking, whether that's traveling, going up hills, going to the beach, anything that gets you outdoors, anything that gets you off a flat footpath and onto a trail, or going up a hill, or jumping across rocks. Being mobile, being active is so important as you get older. Your body really responds to motion. And Kaiser, if you're anything like me, trying to find the motivation to go out and walk can be really difficult. I know I need to walk more. When I'm out running a tour or doing a shoot for a client, I'm active. It's not hard. It's just part of the routine. But I come back to Melbourne, I come home and I sit at my desk and I don't get out and walk and I get lazy. I stay inside in the evenings and sit on the couch and we enjoy a good life. I know I need to get out and walk more. And photography is one of the things that really helps with that. And it could be you're just taking it to take shots in the park. It could be you have a telephoto lens on a camera to shoot birds. Certainly when I started shooting with a Micro Four Thirds camera, the G9, and it was so small and I could have a 800mm lens and something this size, and it was great. I could have it on me, I'd go out and I'd see all these birds. Just was a reason to get out. My question was about how has photography made your life better, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. John Sullivan has an interesting response. He quotes something by Robert Longo saying he defines art as, this is what I see and I want you to see it how I see it. And I totally get that. That's so much of how I feel about art, because I'm trying to share my view of the world with people and I want people to see that and I want them to enjoy that. Most importantly, I really want them to enjoy the things that I enjoy. Today, I went and had a late lunch at a cafe and I had a nice coffee and a toasted sandwich. And I took a few pictures in the cafe with my phone because it's just a beautiful little scene. And when I posted those photos, my comment was, I wish the whole world and everyone in the whole world could enjoy this kind of experience. I wish people understood how nice it is to just have a cup of coffee and a toasted sandwich and a quiet table in a cafe that's mostly empty. because you turned up late for lunch. The luxury that I have, that I work for myself and I can just go and do that. I have lunch when I want to have lunch. And I actually wish everyone could enjoy that too. I know I'm really lucky. In posting that photograph, it made me think about how lucky I am and a little bit of gratitude. And that's kind of not what John was really talking about. I've gotten off track there. But I wanted the world to see and feel what I saw. And I wish the whole world could have a chance to experience that too. And the photograph is the closest that I can do that. Now, there is a little bit of a catch with this, because the problem with art is that your audience is never going to see it the way that you do. The audience gets to interpret it. They have their own way to relate to the art you're putting out. So if I put out a photo of that cafe, maybe someone will come back to me and say, oh, it's terrible. Your cafe's empty. There's hardly any people in there. And they just might see something totally different. Whereas what I see is, great, I can go there at 2 o'clock and I can get a quiet table and there's maybe 10 people in the whole space. Someone else commented on that same photograph. Oh, it's good to see that people in Melbourne are still socially distancing. We were having a bit of a laugh over that. People will interpret what you put out their own way. And you can't change that. That's not the purpose of expressing your story through art. It's not about you make people see what you want to see. You can make them think, you can question them, you can provoke them, but you can't make them see your point of view. That's entirely up to the audience. The value in having your story to express is that it gives you a process to do your art. This is the starting point. This is the foundation. You want them to see your perspective. But what happens once you put the art out there? That's no longer in your hands. John also had an interesting comment at the end of saying his approach is more to document than to make art. But I think there are a lot of overlaps. I have a lot of thoughts on documentary as a concept, because I think when we are practicing documentary, we are in fact practicing art. We are not as documentary as we might think we are, because the photographer's perspective is always there. If you make a documentary film, as in the genre, there's a perspective as to how you make it, who you interview, which bits you keep, what questions you ask in the first place. The maker of the film is bringing their position into it. You can't ignore that. It's the same when you take a photograph. There's nothing that is intrinsically correct or accurate about a photograph, because the photographer's perspective is always there. Why you took the photograph from that particular angle, or why you took it on that day, or even your choice of lens, or when you curate a set to go on a wall or go into a publication, these are all choices that change the expression of the story. And that's why, to me, documentary is always art. The question today is, how has photography made your life better? And for me, it's been quite profound. I've had a couple of careers on my way to photography. I did a little bit of time in IT, mainly because I picked up some IT skills when I worked in medical research. Photography was the first time I felt like I was giving something back to society. It made me feel useful in a way that, believe it or not, I didn't feel when I worked in medical research, because I didn't feel I was well suited to medical research. I felt there were lots of other people who did it better. The key to science is you've got to be very, very consistent to deliver proper science. You need to be creative to solve problems, but you need to be incredibly consistent to collect good data. And if you don't have good data, you don't have good science. My problem is I'm not a consistent person. I don't want to walk to the coffee shop the same way twice. That's how my brain works. So I just wasn't suited to that career. Photography gave me a chance to have a different career, to be an artist. To be an artist who can't paint, who can't sing, who can't draw. Most other artistic pursuits are not open to me, but photography was. Digital photography especially. When I left paid employment and stepped out into the freelance world, this was a time when digital photography was starting to look like it's going to catch on. And I had enough sort of techie skills that it just gave me a little bit of an advantage. And I could get into it and I could get started. Photography let me have a lifestyle. Teaching photography has been a really big part of it. Shooting for tourist boards, shooting for publications, making a living as a travel photographer is maybe not a sensible choice if you want a healthy income. If you just want to make money, don't become a travel photographer. For me, it let me connect with people. It let me connect with nature, especially. It let me get out and see a whole bunch of the world that I wouldn't have seen. I would have locked myself away and I'd be at the keyboard and I would still be in a dark room if not for photography. So on a personal level, it means a lot to me to have had the chance to have this career in photography. And I know not everybody wants a career in photography. That's not why you're necessarily doing it. Most people, because they're too sensible, would never want a career in photography. But for me, the career has been really, really positive. And I just have to be grateful for that. That was my question today. How has photography made your life better? I'd love to come back to this topic again in a month's time, perhaps, and see if more people have some comments. So please do drop something into the comment field and share how photography has made your life better. And have a great day.